Harper Audio presents Lost Lake by Philip Margolin. Read by Christine Sutherland.
Lost Lake, California, 1985. Deputy Sheriff Aaron Harney pulled his cruiser onto a grassy strip at the side of the road and rolled down his window. The clean mountain air felt good after the day's oppressive heat. He lit up and watched the smoke from his cigarette drift toward the diamond-bright stars that glittered above Lost Lake. Life didn't get much better than this. Harney was a local boy who'd seen a little of the world during a hitch in the Army and had decided that Lost Lake was the only place on Earth he wanted to live. Harney had no political ambitions, and he did what he was told without complaint. Take tonight, for instance. There'd been some vandalism in the expensive summer homes that were scattered along the shoreline of the lake, and Sheriff Basehart had assigned Harney to patrol them. From where he was sitting, the deputy could see the flat black outline of Congressman Eric Glass's modern log cabin on the far shore. Last year, Harney had been part of the security detail for the congressman's fundraiser cookout. That was some house. In the back, the lawn sloped down to the dock where the congressman moored his speedboat. You couldn't see the boat or the dock in the dark, but Harney remembered them and the narrow path that led through the woods to a tennis court. Imagine having your own tennis court. A scream shattered the stillness. Harney bolted upright and crushed out his cigarette. The mountain air played funny.